Blessings to all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Jeremiah 31:31-34. The prophecy of Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 31 to 34. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. My theme for reflection is a renewed covenant of intimacy and forgiveness. A renewed covenant of intimacy and forgiveness. Jeremiah 31:31-34 is a declaration of hope and renewal from God towards his people. The passage reveals God's plan to establish a new covenant distinct from the one made with the ancestors, a covenant that promises a deeper, more intrinsic relationship with his people. This new covenant is characterized by an unprecedented intimacy between God and his people. Unlike the previous covenant, which was external and often met with disobedience, this new covenant is to be internalized. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. This signifies a transformative change in how God's law is understood and followed. It becomes a part of the very being of the people, not just a set of external rules to obey. God's promise, "I will be their God, and they will be my people," underscores a mutual recognition and a unique relationship. It points to a community where God is known and revered by all, eliminating the need for intermediaries. The essence of knowing God becomes universal among his people, from the least to the greatest, suggesting a democratization of knowledge and relationship with God. My dear friends, a significant aspect of this new covenant is the promise of forgiveness. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. This is not merely a cancellation of past wrongs, but a profound statement of new beginnings. It speaks of a God who chooses to forget the failings of his people, offering us a clean slate free from the stains of past sins. This divine forgiveness is foundational to the covenant, as it allows for a true reformation of relationship without the barriers of past grievances. Let us embrace this forgiveness from Almighty God and live a new life, full of faith and full of hope. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what ways can we live out this intimate knowledge of God in our daily interactions and personal spiritual practices? Number two, how does the essence or the assurance of God's forgiveness influence our own attitudes towards repentance and forgiveness towards others? Heavenly Father, thank you for your promise of a new covenant written not on tables of or tablets of stone, but on the tablets of our hearts. Help us to live in the fullness of this relationship, knowing you deeply as our God and reflecting your love and laws naturally through our lives. Teach us to cherish the forgiveness you have extended so generously and empower us to extend such forgiveness to others. May we embody the reality of your covenant, knowing and showing you in all we do. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.